If I ever did anything else, anything other than shriek, I think I would become a waterman. I think I would. I just moved to Tillman Island and try to get in with the guys. Yeah, you got to win their acceptance, man. Yeah, there I'd be, fresh-faced. You think you guys would teach me how to throw some traps over the side? Maybe I could live the life of the free. Can you imagine that? Oh, hell, you don't make as much money being a waterman as you might make at a job on Connecticut and them, but when you think about it, how do you put a price on heading out every morning right when the sun's coming up, huh? Having that cup of java, putting on your big old rubber boots, getting behind that trusty old boat you've been using. Come on. Come on up. Come on, old Betsy. You can do it. Come on, you damn boy. Hell. And heading out into the river. If that was your only job here, you might run 500 traps. There you are, a man working free. The briny taste in your mouth, huh? Far away from filing reports, filling out papers. Far away from boardrooms and three-piece suits. You chucked it all. You chucked it all. Used to jog every day. Now you don't worry about it. You just work on your belly with the waterman. When you're done, you pound the beer, squash the can on the side of your head and throw it. You live the life of a person who's cut the strings of our modern-day hell. Have you ever thought about it? You ain't making as much, but you ain't spending as much either. You're not dining with the hoi polloi at the Kennedy Center. You don't miss the display at the Hirshhorn. You don't roller skate at Rock Creek Park. You don't take the nature trail at Dumbarton Oaks. Hell no. You live on Tillman where life is simple. You got a refrigerator loaded with beer. You got a shotgun with double aught buck. You got your boat and that's it. You got your baby by your side who supports you. Cooks your big old meal of macaroni and cheese when you come home. She's ready. She understands. She got that beer in her hand. There you go, baby. Was it cold out there? As you embrace it with your powerful, gnarled hands, abused from the wind and sea. I've only been out there crabbing one time. I made friends with some guys out in Tillman. I said, tell you what, would you mind just, you know, you took me for a ride. I see how the traps work and everything. Would you mind letting me go ahead and just harvest in your traps or whatever you call it? Would you mind letting me take the crabs out of that thing for you? Let me just do it myself. So I headed out. I had the boat. You know, I'd take the crab out of the trap and then throw the trap back in there. Just scoot from trap to trap. I mean, it was so nice that after I got all the crabs loaded and the bay was just flat calm that day, the sun was nice and warm, I couldn't resist the temptation to wail away. I mean, it was just so nice. It was just, you know, the smell. All them crabs in the bottom of the boat side stepping. It was just so peaceful, so unlike anything I've ever done. I couldn't resist the temptation. I dropped trow and commenced wailing away. And I figured, what the hell? I don't want to mess up the guy's boat. So I was just kind of leaning over the side. You know, thinking, no fuss, no mosh. No one'll ever know. So I'm wailing away. Right into the water. Imagine my shock and horror when I noticed a bunch of bubbles and I realized I had been leaning over the boat on top of a class learning how to scuba dive.
Oh, no!
Very humiliating.